This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
We definitely have a hardcore DM system in place, and that's just really about testing. Today on our Utah Technology Channel, we're talking with Jeff Curl, Chief Marketing Officer for LogoWorks. Jeff, LogoWorks is in business to help small businesses look great. I know that you and I first met each other when you were working for VSpring Capital a few years back. And what took you from the finance side of the table into marketing here at LogoWorks?
I think it was a number of things, but one was a desire to get back into an operating role. And I think the beautiful thing about venture capital is that you're exposed to a lot of companies. So I got exposed to a lot of people and a lot of companies and got to see what a lot of people were doing. And you know, most of that exposure on the VC side is from the board perspective. So in some companies, it's a marketing problem. Some companies, it's an inventory problem. Some companies, it's an engineering or technology problem. And it sort of feels like you get to touch a lot of disciplines and a lot of industries. And you know, I really felt like I'd learned a lot through that process and wanted to test my skills and see if I could, really develop a company that would be interesting. Great. So I think that was a lot of the motivation.
LogoWorks has done very well. In fact, a year ago when I was at your offices, you were in a different location, so you continue to grow. I actually was excited to look at your mission statement. And, the mission statement talks about inspiring small business owners with your design and then allowing them to connect emotionally with their customers. I'd love to hear any success stories you have that you could share with the listeners about what you've done at LogoWorks to really get your customers excited and then allow them to connect with their customers.
Yeah, well, I think we really solve two problems. One, many small businesses don't really know where to go for graphic design. That's problem number one. And the reason why is because that market is served by a very fragmented group of service providers. There's about 16,000 small mom-and-pop graphic design firms in the U.S. The average firm has 4 employees, so these are primarily local graphic design firms. Then there are about 75,000 freelancers. And so, it can be difficult for a small business to kind of figure out, hey, where do I go for this? There's so many options and so many people. And, of course, there are freelance graphic designers that might have a fairly nominal hourly rate on up to even small boutique agencies where their rates are extraordinary. And so a small business can get lost in that whole shuffle of providers. And the opportunity that we saw was, could we hold up a lightning rod and become known as the place for graphic design for small businesses? Then we thought if we could do that, that's a big opportunity. It's about an $11 billion market. And in terms of the category, there is no brand name that's associated with the category of graphic design, particularly in the mind of the small business customer. So really, the mission is to level the playing field and provide small businesses, a place, access, that they would think of off the top of their head, a household brand name, if you will, mm-hmm. that they would go to for graphic design. And if you're going to service the small business market, then the pricing has to be reasonable, and the packaging and the way that you present your services has to be pretty intuitive and easy for a small business to swallow. So that's really what we're trying to build.
Okay. So any notable successes on a logo that our listeners will have recognized?
Yeah, I think you can look across our walls and we have, posters of our customers everywhere. We've sent photographers around the country. We have about 45,000 customers that we've done logos for now. And, with many of those customers, we go on and we develop other marketing materials for them. And, the photographers go around from city to city and take, photo after photo. And sometimes it's you can see on our wall, we have, a juice bar and we have a tanning salon and a day spa and, just a variety of customers. But I think the thing they all have in common is the customers would say, geez, we got much better design than we expected at prices that were pretty low. So there's a great value being delivered. And, that's really what drives our business. We love, looking at, businesses that otherwise might not have looked so hot. A great example is a company that I was involved with early on called Costa Vida, which is a local Utah restaurant.
And, I've eaten there many times.
I think there's maybe a dozen or so locations in Utah. And they came to us with a startup idea, and we did their logo and their menus and their loyalty cards and their signage and T-shirts. And, I think you can see it. It probably looks a little bit better than, a small startup company with no resources, which is really what they were when they started. The look and feel of the restaurant is really outstanding.
It's all markets. It's any small business that needs design.
Yeah, 94% of our customers are under 50 employees, so we're mostly small business. We get a few in that 50 to 100 range, and we even have a few Fortune 500 companies. We've done work now for Disney, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Nike, and generally what happens is it's someone inside a big company who's super frustrated with their own creative services department, either frustrated with the work, I can't get anything new and original that looks different than the stuff we normally do, or they're frustrated that there's a 3-month backlog. So they just take their corporate American Express card, come to our website, and we crank out design for them. And it works really well. In some cases, we've had a couple of companies, or I probably won't mention, that are in the logo design process, but big, well-known brands where we've done upwards of 100 concepts for.
Wow.
And that's really the power of our network. We have 300 graphic designers, all geographically dispersed, that went to different art schools, worked in different agencies. Many of them work in top agencies today. And we can push a project out and say, please do 2 interesting concepts for this business. And with that many people, even with 50 people working on it, in just a couple of days, we can turn around a massive amount of variety. So there are a couple of big businesses that, just want to explore. And, it also lends itself well to things like banner creative or other kinds of design where you want to see a lot of variety.
Hmm. In fact, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask, which logo seems to be the start. You quickly need business cards and letterhead and probably a website in today's world. What else are you doing? You mentioned, menus for a restaurant. What have you done, and what do you do beyond just logos?
Yeah, so we'll do any kind of graphic design service, really. If it's design, we do it. But I would say, we've tried to organize some product offerings, again, in the same way that we organize logos into a few simple packages where we fixed the number of designers and concepts and revisions that you would get for a set price. Again, it's the kind of value proposition that can make sense to a small business customer. Most of our small business customers are business owners. They're not marketers, and they maybe lack some marketing sophistication. So they don't care so much about creative briefs and revision briefs and classical design theory. They're more interested in words like low price, affordable, fast, good value. Those kinds of things seem to work better with that buyer. We have started to package websites, brochures. When I say package, I mean we put set pricing around the deliverable. So they understand exactly how long it will take and exactly how many people work on it and exactly what the output deliverable will be. We've also started to play with promotional products and printing. And I would say those are businesses that, I don't know that we'll ever own a t-shirt business or, a Chotsky business per se. That might be fulfilled by third parties like it is today. But what we're really testing is what you asked, and that's what are the take rates? How many of our logo and graphic design customers really want printing or promotional products and apparel? And the other thing that we're testing is the renewal rate. So if someone buys, 2 dozen t-shirts for a trade show this year, do they come back, a year later for the next year's trade show and buy from us again? And those kinds of, renewable businesses, like a business card where it's a consumable, you eventually run out, you have to order more. Those kinds of products are interesting to us because of the flywheel effect. It's not just a project. We took a graphic design project, completed it, and got paid, and there's no recurring revenue. We're really interested in the kinds of services that can, have some life.
Makes a lot of sense. Hopefully these businesses are going to grow, and then you can participate in their growth through offering additional services.
Yeah, sometimes they do. They almost always have aspirations to grow. one statistic that was interesting for us is, nearly 10% of our customers are repeat buyers of logos. And we never anticipated that because we figured if you had a logo, you'd be set for quite a few years. But you have serial entrepreneurs where they start businesses over and over again. You have entrepreneurs that fail and do another business. And sometimes we'll do an initial logo for the company, and then shortly thereafter, we start to build out icons or product logos or event logos or, you know, all sorts of supporting materials.
Well, one question I have to ask you is the CMO or chief marketing officer here. I've seen a lot of, especially since I'm in Utah, I've seen some great billboards here along the highways where your logo stinks. You're on the front page of TechCrunch now. You had a great campaign called Date Lance, which I don't know that you expected it to happen like it happened, but it was great. Now, what are you guys doing, and what are some things you've done in the last 12 months from a marketing perspective to really pump up the volume for LogoWorks?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we've really viewed this as a category opportunity. So the first challenge is, you know, you really have to bring attention to the category and then sort of associate yourself with the category after that. You know, there really is a place that you can go for graphic design, and we're that place. And so, you know, the marketing challenge there is pretty complex, and it really takes a number of forms, and maybe a couple of those, I would put almost advertising on the last of the list, but, you know, the first place that we want to be is inside of retailers. So we have a relationship with Office Depot where we're in the Southern California stores. Later this month, we're rolling out to additional stores in the South. And, you know, hopefully we'll eventually be in all 1,100 stores. But inside of the copy and print centers, they've actually changed the name from a copy, print, ship center to the design, print, ship center. And the idea is that a small business could go there and get design, and we're powering that. And we'd like to, you know, have similar relationships with Staples and Kinko's and Office Max and the other places where, you know, a small business customer might find themselves. We think that's a good way to attack a fragmented market like small business, where they're everywhere, without owning your own retail stores, like a Kinko's did early on. The other component is direct marketing. At our heart, we're really a direct marketing company. You know, I watched how my family was built from a Vspring observation point, and Craig Sherman, who was the chief marketing officer there, is on our board here. And so we definitely have a hardcore DM system in place, and that's just really about testing. So I could show you a book of metrics that we use each week, but every single one of our channels, pure Google, pay-per-click Google, pay-per-click on the other search engines, affiliate marketing, email marketing, direct mail, each one of our channels, we have rigorous testing where each week we are coming up with new creative, doing multiple creative, multivariate testing, analyzing the results, and that's a sort of a core part of our discipline. And really, we think that's a great way to grow the business because we control it. We're not dependent on a third party like an Office Depot. If Office Depot's sales slump, well, it doesn't affect us. So the direct marketing piece is core to what we do as well. And then I would say on top of that, we generally have a really fun culture. There are a lot of practical jokes going on in this office all the time. And, you know, Date Lance was an outgrowth of that. And Stinky Logo, of course, you know, the billboard was vandalized and someone spray painted the O so it said Stinky Log. And, of course, that was, you know, unintended by us. But we thought it was very funny. And, of course, it caught a lot of media attention. And so a lot of the campaigns have sort of benefited from external influences like that. And we're happy that they have. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, we definitely, you know, we look at it as a big, big challenge. You know, how do we get our brand positioned in the mind of so many small business customers in such a huge fragmented market? And it's just hard to do. So that's really the challenge.
Well, that's great. You definitely hit on a couple of points I think are really interesting. You work with creative people all around you here at LogoWorks. Yet you have a very rigorous, you know, business savvy focus on the marketing. It's more than just touch and feel. It's all about metrics and improvement. Well, I'd like to thank Jeff, Chief Marketing Officer here at LogoWorks. I'd love to come back some other time and go deeper. I think you guys have a fantastic process that connects these small business owners to your design process. Maybe we can explore that again in the future.
Be great. Thanks.
Thanks again.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.